Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson 68, and then we will sink deeply into our hearts. Lesson 68, Love Holds No Grievances. You who are created by love itself can hold no grievances and know your true self. To hold a grievance is to forget who you are. To hold a grievance is to see yourself as a body. To hold a grievance is to let the ego rule your mind and to condemn the body to death. Perhaps you do not yet fully realize just what holding grievances does to your mind. It seems to split you off from your source and make you unlike him. It makes you believe that he is like what you think you have become. For no one can conceive of his creator as unlike himself. Shut off from your true self, which remains aware of its likeness to its creator, your true self seems to sleep, while the part of your mind that weaves illusions in its sleep appears to be awake. Can all this arise from holding grievances? Oh yes. For he who holds grievances denies he was created by love. And his creator has become fearful to him in his dream of hate. Who can dream of hatred and not fear God? It is as sure that those who hold a grievance will suffer guilt. As it is certain that those who forgive will find peace. It is as sure that those who hold grievances will forget who they are. And it is certain that those who forgive will remember. Would you not be willing to relinquish your grievances if you believe all this were so? Perhaps you do not think you can let go your grievances. That, however, is simply a matter of motivation. Today we will try to find out how you would feel without grievances. If you succeed even but ever so little, there will never be a problem of motivation ever again. Love holds no grievances. When I let all my grievances go, I will know I am perfectly safe. Love holds no grievances. Let me not betray my true self. Love holds no grievances. I would wake to my true self by laying all my grievances aside and waking in Him, my Father. As I search my mind for the grievances I hold, I find some that don't seem to make any sense. And when I look deeper at them, asking Spirit to help me see it differently, I notice that in some cases I hold a grievance about something because I am projecting it out, because I really feel guilty about what happened. I had a blueberry plant, and I hold a grievance against my husband for the blueberry plant not surviving. But if I look closer at that, I see I projected that onto him because I feel guilty about what I did for the blueberry plant and it didn't survive. And in this lesson, Jesus talks about safety, and so I look at that. How does my blueberry plant not surviving affect my safety? And that leads back to yesterday's lesson. I am learning that I am created loving. I am loving. And so the insanity says the blueberry plant not surviving means I am not loving. And my safety lies in me being loving. If I'm not loving, then I am not loved. And my safety lies in being loved. But I can see now how this grievance points to that fear that I am not who I am. The fear that I am not loved and loving and not the Son of God. And yet that is just a false belief that we have already uncovered. so I can just throw that one out. And as I throw that one out, I can allow the blueberry plant to live or not live. And it doesn't have any impact on the truth of who I am. I am still as loving and loved as I always was and will be forever. And so I sit for a few moments feeling safety. I notice I feel safe in the present moment completely. And that these grievances, they tether me back to the past, and sometimes they tether me from the past to the future. But in those grievances, they are never about the present moment, because in the present moment, I am safe. As I look at other grievances, I see they are based on wanting something to be different, based on judgments made, based on false beliefs. These cards that I hold in my hand, the ego collection of false beliefs, I could simply throw those cards away. They are meaningless. They are fabricated out of fear. Because there was a tiny seed of fear that wasn't true, that made all these false beliefs, the ego collection of false beliefs. This whole belief system was built because of wanting to be safe. And if I look closely, I see in truth there is no present time when I am not safe. The collection of beliefs that is the ego can simply be set aside. What they profess to do is protect me, and they don't. In truth, they bring me suffering. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me today look through these grievances that I do hold, and help me to see past the fear to the truth of who I am. To see these grievances as meaningless, and these false beliefs that build the grievances as meaningless as well. Help me to remain true to my truth. I want only what God wills for his will is my will. Amen. Let us sink deeply into our hearts. letting go of all our thoughts. Remembering we approach this place of safety and love with our willingness to know only the truth, confident that we will reach it.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining with me in the safety of love's embrace. Namaste.